It's now recording. We are now recording.
Where are you gonna be?
Say something wonderful into your microphone.
This chair is dirty.
Really?
Yeah, look at it.
Really, Miss Streisand?
No, look at it. Are they cleaning the chairs too?
I don't think so.
Yuck. They should. Oh, you're being serious about talking into the mic. Okay, sorry. Jesus.
Got a hum.
Oh, you have a hum in the thing. Is it plugged in all the way? No? Okay.
All right, it's recording. I don't know if it's ever going to see the light of day. We're recording. I had all sorts of things to talk about, and now, oh, this sounds so much better. These headphones are much better than listening on that thing. I can't cheat, though, to do that.
Are you trying to hold that up so you can see it? Is it staying?
I don't want to. Oh, there we go. All right. Perfect. Yeah, we're bouncing and everything.
Stop. Can you hear that? You can hear someone else talking.
Oh, I can't. Yeah, way in the background. I don't know if there's anything we can do about that.
Really?
Has it always been there? No.
I've heard it before. I don't know if it's all the time, but I've heard it before.
You've heard it before? My arm really hurts today.
Yeah?
My tattooed arm? My new tattoo? And how are you coming?
Fine. My fingers hurt where I'm having a tattoo removed, and I made the kids go with me.
Now, was this some sort of object lesson for the children? See, now look at me. Here's what you need to go through if you ever get a tattoo and change your mind.
Right. Which I've just adopted the everything's illegal till you're 30. No tattoos, don't get married, no children until you're 30.
The older one certainly knows that that's not true, right?
Not yet. He doesn't know yet. Maybe he does. I don't know.
And we're sure your mic's on this week.
I hope. How do I know that it's on? You don't know. Isn't there a button over there you have to press?
I can hear you, but I heard you last time. Hang on.
Yeah. No, but I mean...
If you're on, when I put these headphones on, you're on.
But it's not that. It was that button.
No, I did. I switched it.
Oh, okay.
There.
And I usually don't sit here. This is where the guest sits.
Yes, you're much closer. It gives me kind of the willies.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No.
But in a good way.
Gross. Can you hear it still?
I can hear a hum.
A hum.
You know what's humming? It doesn't know the words.
Know the words, yeah. I kind of knew what you were going to say.
Hi there, I'm Chick McGee, and we're off the air. Now.
Let's do this! Ha ha! Well, it's 4 in the morning in the back of the Beamer. Yeah. Now, mama, what's up? I know that you're receiving, but you can't be frustrated when it comes to this. Down your back cheeks, give me a kiss. I got a castle, two days, got a crib in the city.
Depending on if I can get a driver or not.
You want somebody to drive you up there?
Yeah.
Really?
Somebody drive me to Chicago, I'll go see Bob. I'll get you into the show. I don't think this is going to air before the Chicago show, so I think I'm safe. This is the Off the Air Podcast. Thanks for downloading us. And this is Bob Schneider. And Wednesday night at the Indianapolis Rathskeller location. Was that a sentence?
Is that Wednesday?
Wednesday night. Coming up Wednesday night.
What's the date?
23rd.
Oh. I had it in as the wrong day.
What'd you have it in? The 27th?
26th.
No,
23rd.
23rd is Wednesday night, right?
Yeah. Do you have my ticket?
I got your ticket.
Good.
You're all set. I think you've got backstage access, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, but backstage at Bob Schneider is his bus.
Well, that's not... I guess that
I
is
mean,
true.
At the Rathskeller it is. There's no backstage
right,
there.
Right, there's no backstage. There's picnic tables.
That's front stage.
That's in front of the stage.
That's in front of the stage.
Remember, we were walking around last year, and we saw him in the alley.
We did.
Said hi, Bob.
Had fun, yeah.
We had a great time. First of all, let's take care of some old business. Where do I begin?
I don't know.
All corporations have growing pains.
Sure.
All businesses have little blips on the radar screen, little mistakes.
Right.
And our last podcast, Jess's mic was not recorded.
Mm.
There was a button that needed to be pressed, and that button was not pressed. So,
somebody told me if you put on earbuds and turn it up really loud, you can hear me. Did you do that?
I did do that.
Did it work?
And you can do that.
You
yeah.
can?
And you can hear. You can hear.
Did you take it down?
You can hear what you're saying. Huh?
Did you take the podcast down?
No, I told Chris to take it down.
You did tell him to take it down.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess we could put it back up. I mean, if people want to download it, I mean, why not, right?
I guess. I don't
but
know.
There's no way of...
They said there's a fun... It's a fun game. Guess what Jess said by Chick's reaction.
That is a good game.
Yeah.
And we had a great guest and a good show, and I cried, and all the elements were there of a fabulous off-the-air podcast.
Mm-hmm. With Dr. Will.
With Dr. Will, but Jess's mic was just not on. So.
That's okay.
And today marks the first time... I can't wait to hear this podcast, actually, once it's made available, uploaded, because I am responsible for all the technology today.
You are not. Cookie was in here. I saw him when I got here.
I had a world-class engineer helping me initially, but yeah. I've got my little recorder. This is kind of a dry run.
Which
sounds like something my mom would say.
Drive run?
A drive run? Catch 24? Anyway, this is a dry run for the Indiana State Fair coming up. We're going to do that again on August 2nd. What day do you have that in your planner there, your day planner?
Well, I don't have it in there.
You're not
at all.
Even in there now at all. Mm-mm. August 2nd?
August 2nd, got it.
4 to 6.
Yeah, I feel like they move the State Fair up earlier every year. Do you remember it being later? No?
I remember it being not so long, but I think...
Is it 3 weeks now?
It's 3 weekends, right?
3 weekends. Oh, okay.
That's what they try to...
I gotcha.
Try to maximize
that makes sense.
Fridays and Saturdays, but a lot of kids are in school.
All the kids.
August 1st?
No, my kids are not in school.
See?
But if they weren't switching schools, they would be in school.
When does New Pass start? Is it
July 29th.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
So is that a lot? Why? I know there's a difference in our ages.
Yep.
Correct?
Yep.
So when did you start school?
I remember always starting like August 20th, that like August 16th, August 20th.
Really?
Yep. Always.
Really?
Yep. I don't know if that's always. That's what I remember. So that maybe that's when I started like in middle school and high school, but I don't. You're Labor Day.
Saturday? Last Saturday in, I guess it would be the first Saturday in September.
The first Saturday in September.
First Saturday in September. Then Sunday was Jerry Lewis Telethon. Then Monday was Labor Day.
And then you went to school Tuesday.
Tuesday, first day of school.
Makes sense.
All my life. But, well, and for the football team, it was quite the standout.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
We had a state championship team, really. We never got to compete for it. We had a great football team is what I'm saying. I was second string on a great football team.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, first 2 weeks in August, conditioning. Second 2 weeks in August, two-a-days.
Really?
And then I was so glad to see the Jerry Lewis telethon.
My son's 10, and he started practice Monday.
Well, but that... Now, do all those... That seems excessive.
Mm-hmm.
But do all...
Evaluations, I should say, not practice. Evaluations started Monday, every night, 7 to 9, Monday through Thursday, and then they start practice 3 times a week next week.
So if this were a Thursday we were recording this on.
If, say, it were a Thursday.
Let's just say it was a Thursday. He has football practice tonight?
Tonight at 7.
Wow.
Yep.
And do all the kids, those aren't elementary teams, are they?
This is first through sixth grade. I am not making any of this up.
No, they don't let first graders compete with sixth
graders.
This is first,
no, not compete with, first and second.
First and second, third and fourth, fifth
and
sixth.
Third and fourth, fifth and sixth, yes.
So,
and my 10-year-old weighed in at 135 pounds. Yeah.
That man gets some speed.
Mm-hmm.
Bring him in, crashing in from the end.
Do you know what the weight limit is to carry the ball for fifth and sixth graders?
Oh, gosh, I'm bad at this because I was always a big kid.
110 pounds.
That's the weight limit?
Mm-hmm, to carry the ball.
Wow.
Yeah, so
that seems big.
I don't think he's going to carry the ball this year.
Don't they put an X on the helmet?
Yeah. Great big X.
He's a man.
Mm-hmm.
So
teach him how to pass rush.
But this is the...
Did I say that right?
Pass rush, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even rush know what the hell that means.
Pass, good pass rush?
No, what does that mean?
Tell him he has to have a good motor.
Somebody said pass rush, and I was like, all right, now I'll say that and maybe sound like I know what the hell I'm talking about.
He's got a good motor. That means he's going all the time. He's going forward all the time. He's got a good motor.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But this is like the dad's club or some sort of new palette. It's not the elementary schools all getting together, right? I mean, like he plays for the Giants or the Eagles. I mean, he doesn't play for Sugar Creek or one of the
schools. It's a club league. Yeah, right. Okay. New Pal United Football League, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, I think it is like
NPUFL.
Easy.
Hole. What? I don't know. They're getting a hell of an endorsement here, though.
No, so they have games and on Friday and Saturday?
No,
How long is the schedule?
I don't know. These are things I don't know.
It seems like a lot.
He loves it, so I'm not going to complain.
So I didn't start playing football until 7th grade. That's the first time. 7th and 8th grade football, and then freshman football, and then varsity.
Huh.
There was no first through.
Yeah, first grade, man.
6th grade.
First grade.
And I was burned out because my grandfather won the MVP.
And your dad was really good?
My dad wasn't a football player, but he was a track star, and I didn't get his speed. But I got, like I've always said on the podcast, I've been pretty much the same size since I was about in the 6th grade. Right. So I was expected to play football, and I was like, and they were on me my sophomore year, I burned out and didn't play my junior year. I just had it.
Really?
I think it was because I was lazy.
You think so?
Yeah. Looking back, I would have liked to have taken it a little bit more seriously.
Yeah, everybody does.
Yeah. So he's doing that every night.
Uh-huh. I didn't take anything seriously. I tried everything. Did not take anything
You've told me
seriously.
That. You tried like gymnastics, cheerleading,
all of
soccer.
It. All of it.
Golf.
All of it. Yep. Yep. I had a golf instructor who wouldn't let me leave the
course?
Obviously.
Not the course.
He wouldn't let me get on the course.
Driving range?
No. Yeah. I took them for an entire summer. I took lessons.
And you didn't like any of it? And you didn't like anything they exposed you to?
No, I just wanted to find what my natural talent was. Turns out, I don't have one.
That's not true. Everyone has a natural talent.
I'm very bad with the athletic things.
I don't think I've ever seen you run.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I've known you for over a decade. I don't think I've ever seen you run.
Straight arms. Yeah, you have. You've probably seen me like run into a McDonald's when they forgot my french fries or my sweet sour sauce or something.
I think I have seen you run.
It's hilarious. It's very funny.
You know what I was thinking while I was watching you run?
What?
Oh, she's just fucking around trying to make me laugh.
No, it's very real. That's my run. I know. You stop and think about it. Stiff arms.
I wonder what age you are when you stop, when you just really stop running.
Oh, I don't know.
Because
it's kind of sad. Like, when's the last time you ran hard?
Last time I sprinted?
Yeah.
Gosh. I can't remember. No.
Yeah.
You know, I've had my knee problem. I had my my meniscus. I didn't even know boys had meniscus.
What is that?
Meniscus labia.
Is that where your mucus comes from? Is your meniscus?
It's my lubrication. And
gross.
I'm
trying to think the last time I ran.
I can't remember the last time I jogged. I'll jog across the street. And in my head, as I'm jogging across the street, I think, this isn't good. I'm stiff and and I'm in not great shape. I'm probably, next to being in football, I'm probably in the best shape I've ever been in.
You know you played like high school football, right?
I know that.
You kind of talk about it like it's like college.
What are you talking about?
Is that what guys do, though? Is that the thing?
You played football. No, you always have to qualify. You play football. You play ball. In Ohio, if you say you play ball, it means football. In Indiana, I think it means basketball.
Basketball, yeah. Huh.
You play ball? Yeah. High school. Or 2 years of college.
Really?
Or junior college. Yeah.
Did anybody
Then you start lying.
On this state team that didn't go to state, didn't go to college?
On the great football team, London High School Red Raiders undefeated 1975.
75? Mm-hmm. That's when you graduated high school?
76, yeah. Me and who else graduated in high school? 75. 10 years.
Who?
No, wait a minute. There's somebody else talking about, Glenn Fry graduated in high school in 64, 65.
Really?
That motherfucker's 67 years old. Glenn Fry.
I don't know who that is.
He's in the Eagles. Glenn Fry?
I don't know who that is. You keep saying it.
Don Henley?
Don Henley. Yeah, Don Henley did his own thing.
Don Henley, about the same age.
Don Henley sang I might have a Don Henley.
I wonder what Glenn Frey would think about you not knowing he was in the Eagles.
You know what? He would give zero fucks. That's what he would think about it.
Have you seen the it could be one of the greatest documentaries I've ever seen. And but you have a long-standing no Eagles, right?
No, I don't. No, I'm more a long-standing no. With the two girls that are kind of weird, and then they come back, and then they were like two of them were a couple, and one of them was really good.
Fleetwood Mac.
I'm not a fan of them.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how. I knew what she was talking about, but I did. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Don Henley. Why do I have... There's Don Henley on here.
I think Frey was born in 46.
Did Don Henley sing Heart of the Matter?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I have the India RE version of that on my phone. That's as much Don Henley as I have.
Does India RE do versions?
Oh.
I can't
really
imagine,
good.
even if you don't love me anymore.
Yeah.
Badass.
For real.
You know, speaking of India RE, I'm going to put this out here.
Yeah.
Because next week, big things happening. Bob Schneider's going to be on the podcast next.
He's going to be on?
Wednesday.
He's going to be on the podcast?
Yes. He's going to be on the Bob and Tom Show next Wednesday.
And then on our
and
podcast.
And then he's going to hang around for the podcast. And then I'm going to go downtown, and I'm going to have lunch with him. And then I'm going to go to his
room.
Does
he know all of these things?
Shut it. And I'm going to watch him sleep.
Ew.
And then we're going to watch a movie together.
Stop it. No.
We'll be right back after this. I should probably turn that off, huh?
What is that on your phone?
That's my NBC alert. It's probably something really depressing.
More than likely.
Oh, gosh, the Malaysians, they're having trouble. They are. There's an airline that, the plane crashed. What was I talking about?
Bob Schneider on the podcast.
Bob Schneider's on the podcast.
Oh, my God. We don't have anybody here to keep a cuss count. I think I've only cussed one time.
Fuck. Speaking of India RE, guess who?
Say four times?
And this will happen. You know when I look at you and I say, oh, that's going to happen?
Yeah.
And you go, and then it happens?
Yeah.
That's happened a lot, right?
Yeah.
John Mellencamp is going to be on this podcast.
Are you sure?
You wait and see.
Why do you say that? Because you think that he likes you more than he likes anybody else around here.
I think he does like me more than anybody else around here. Write that down.
John Mellencamp.
John Mellencamp is going to be on this podcast before this time next year. July of
15.
I'm starting it right now. I'm calling him out. He can come on here.
He hasn't listened to this.
We can. Well, somebody does that knows him. Believe me.
Hmm.
I don't know about Meg, though. I think I'd be uncomfortable around her.
You would. I love her. I just made my kids watch Sleepless in Seattle.
Great movie.
And You've Got Mail. I may have already said this.
Great movie.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I did say this because then we talked about... Yeah, I did. I said all that. So before July 15, right?
July 2015, John Mellencamp. Johnny Cooper will be on this show.
Why do you say Cooper? July.
Because when he was 15. On the show... On the Bob and Tom Show for a week around Christmas.
15. Today's July 17th?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the 17th?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm very sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because...
Right, anyway.
I celebrate...
Was Christy's birthday yesterday?
It's today, July 17th.
Christy's birthday's today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought hers was the 16th.
No, that's the anniversary of the first nuclear explosion in the history of the world.
Is that true?
Alamogordo, New Mexico, July 16th, 1945. The sun rose twice that day, my friend.
Is that true?
That's absolutely
true. That's what yesterday was?
Mm-hmm.
And then today's Christy's birthday.
That's right.
Oh, happy birthday, Christy.
Happy birthday, sis.
Did you text her yet?
I haven't.
Today is your birthday.
We don't get each other things for our birthdays. The Bob and Tom Show.
No.
I mean, I got a one big birthday present one time.
I was told the other day that I overdo birthdays.
Who told you that?
No, it wasn't anybody you know.
What do you mean?
It wasn't anybody you know.
I know everybody you know.
No, you don't.
Really?
Yep.
Was it a girl?
I don't know.
You don't know if she's a girl or...
Yeah, it's still up for debate, actually.
You don't overdo birthdays.
You don't think so?
You know what? Never overdid mine.
I expect a lot. What does that mean?
Nothing.
Are Are you being serious? Are you getting fussy about your birthday?
No, I don't know what birthday it was. We were together, and I felt horrible about it because I mentioned my birthday.
Uh-huh.
And then I thought, well, guys don't mention their fucking birthday, especially when they're my age. I just felt stupid about it. So I'm sad you even know what my birthday is.
It's your birthday is really close to Thanksgiving.
Right. People all across the country gather together and have a turkey in my honor.
Mm-hmm. Your birthday's been on Thanksgiving.
And there's football. There's some formula, like every 8.5 years or something.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It's on.
It's like the Thanksgiving leap year.
What was I talking about?
I don't know.
Make plans to go to the Rathskeller to see Bob Schneider Wednesday mm-hmm. night, July 23rd.
Right, and then John Mellencamp is going to be on the show.
John Mellencamp is going to be on this
what
podcast.
What made you get on John Mellencamp? What made
I was
you
thinking
think
about
that?
It this morning, and then India Ari did some sang back up with him a couple times. Didn't
did she really?
I think so.
On the Circus album, remember where the album looked all like a circus on the front? Do you remember that one? I remember buying that in high school.
Mr. Happy Go Lucky.
Yes, I loved that one. It was a circus theme.
Life is hard.
I love that album.
Any way you cut it.
That album came out, Pink. Aerosmith album came out that year, like all around that time.
Can I tell my Aerosmith story again? I love that story.
About that song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, no. Oh.
So Jess and I are driving around one day. This is, I don't know, 6 to 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Dream On by Aerosmith comes on. And one of the many advantages of dating someone...
Uh-huh.
Younger than you is that you can tell them you wrote stuff and they believe you. They believe
right.
you sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Except the smart ones, they don't. Anyway, Aerosmith, Dream On's playing on the radio and she looks at me and goes, "Who's this?" And I go, "That's Aerosmith." She goes, "Bullshit, it is not." And I go, "Yeah, is this true or not?"
It's true. I had no idea.
And I said, "Honey, it's Aerosmith, Dream On. It was like on their second album or something." It's, and she goes, "Loving an elevator, Aerosmith?" And I go, "Yeah." And then she said one of the smartest things out of anyone's mouth I've ever heard. "Man, if I was an Aerosmith fan now, I'd be fucking pissed."
But what? Did something happen? Was there an accident?
Lots of stuff happened.
Like a chemical?
Like Steven Tyler drugs. He lost his voice. He got it back.
How'd he lose his voice?
Screaming too much, I guess. I don't know. Drug abuse, maybe?
Well, yeah, at the end of that song, alcohol. He screams pretty hard.
Alcohol, at least.
Yeah,
but Toys in the Attic and Dream On and Seasons of Wither and Train Kept a Rollin' and all that. That Aerosmith, badass.
Oh, that's different from Armageddon Aerosmith.
This Aerosmith, the Armageddon Aerosmith, with Dude looks like a Lady, and although Pink, I do like that song. That's
didn't know for
pleasure.
The longest time what that was either.
Pink, like the sheets that we lay on?
Mm-hmm. One of my friends bought me that CD for my 16th birthday.
Is it the one that doesn't know if it's a girl or not?
No, it was not.
Pink is my favorite crayon.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good song.
It is a good song.
Other than that, you can have everything else.
Hmm.
Steven Tyler is going to be on this podcast.
No, he's not.
Well, give me this. Do you believe more that Mellencamp, Johnny Cooper will be on?
I'd be so nervous.
He likes that when people's nervous. People are nervous around him.
There are people like that. I've noticed that a lot lately, that people enjoy making other people uncomfortable. I'm not saying that that's his case, but I would be nervous because that was such a part of his music was just the soundtrack to my childhood summers, you know, and Henry Lee Summer.
We could get Henry on. We'll get Henry on. Henry loves me.
Does he really?
Yeah. I haven't seen him forever. No, but John was on 1 year. He did a week of broadcast right around Christmas. And he was on with us and the Bob and Tom Show every morning.
Really?
Monday through Friday. And he played songs. We talked. And he smoked in the studio. And weren't allowed to, but he went ahead and did it.
So? Oh.
And he had a great time. And my only other story, one of the stories I can tell is that I was in the, we had catering because, you know, big time guest, big time radio show.
Oh, so that week.
So we had catering come in, and I was having an egg.
Mm-hmm.
And John came around the corner. He looked at me, and he goes, "Hey, that's my John Mellencamp voice.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, ain't you had some heart trouble?" I go, "Well, yeah, I have arteries. My heart's fine. I've never had a heart attack. You know, John has had a heart attack. He's fine now." But so he looks at me. "Hey, you ain't supposed to be eating all that cholesterol."
That's probably true.
And I don't know if he was that Southern. Now that I think about it.
No, not at all. He has a very distinct voice, though. Yeah.
But his thing, you know, the controversy about his name is Johnny Cougar.
Right, they put that
in
there.
He came out, he didn't like it.
I don't blame him.
No, so he wanted to be Mellencamp, and then when Lonesome Jubilee came out, it was the first one that had Mellencamp on the cover and the record company.
Is that the black and white cover?
There's gold on it, I think.
Which one's the black and white? It has like a white frame, and then it's a black and white picture.
Scarecrow? That might be Scarecrow.
Yeah, maybe.
But the record company's like, nobody's going to know who you are.
What?
Nobody's going to. They're all used to, because Ain't Even Done With The Night could be one of the best songs in the history of the world.
Absolutely.
But he insisted on using, and of course, Lonesome Jubilee was a monster in Paper and Fire and all that. But anyway, he used to, his nickname for Johnny Cougar, because he didn't like it, he would do imitations of some of his assistants. Oh, Johnny Cooper's mad. He gave me the mean face. He's being mad.
They would call him Cooper?
Behind his back, yeah. And he didn't think he heard it or whatever, but he thought it was funny. Oh. So then he started
using Johnny Cooper.
Johnny Cooper, and he does a voice that sounds just like that, but he calls him Roscoe Mellencamp.
Oh.
Roscoe's called the show before, and no one knew it was actually John. But
really?
Yeah. Hey, you Bob and Tom, how you doing? That's how, yeah.
That's funny.
And that's the first time. Coffee, 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 coffee. That's Roscoe Mellencamp.
That's where you got that? My kids do that every time I drink coffee.
Coffee, 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 coffee.
They do it all the time.
That's John Mellencamp.
I tried not to have coffee today.
I feel...
just reminded me of it.
Got a headache?
Mm-mm. I just want some.
Can you imagine me and John Mellencamp, though? And
I'd be so nervous.
Wanting everything. People wanting something every minute of every day.
Oh, sure. I'm not famous, and people still do that to me.
It's no picnic, let me tell you. No, that's why I stay home. Oh, God. Can I tell you my sandwich story from last night?
God, no. Can we skip it? Skip to the end.
You remember when you texted me last night because you had a technical question and I walked you through it?
Right.
Right before that,
I'd
just gotten home from
the gym.
A sandwich place. I went and got I hadn't eaten anything all day and I was starting to get sick. So I was going.
Subway?
Penn Station.
Jimmy John's?
Penn Station. It was closest.
Was it the one where your picture's still hanging up? It wasn't that one?
I don't go to that one anymore.
You don't?
No.
Oh.
Fuck no.
That's funny.
Anyway, this isn't a story about Penn Station. This is just where this gentleman worked, the guy at the cashier.
Uh-huh.
And I walk in and they have...
Do you get French fries?
They don't call them French fries.
What do they call them?
Fresh cuts. You want some fresh cuts?
Did you get fresh cuts?
No. So
what kind of sandwich you get?
You're doing what he was doing.
Oh.
So I walk up and he goes, what'll it be? And I'll go, I'll have a Diagonal.
Don't they have lemonade?
They do have lemonade.
Yeah. Go ahead.
That sounds good. Lemonade, a little vodka.
Mm. I don't know about the vodka.
So he wouldn't let me finish a sentence, and it got to the point where it was half he was fucking with me, and it was half I was getting irritated.
Right.
So I don't know if he was
young?
Really. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was really fucking with me, but it got to a point where I was irritated and I thought he was fucking with me.
2, 3.
So then he noticed I was irritated. So I don't know if he was really, but then he really started to fuck with me after he saw.
Do you remember the guys at the grocery store in New Paul used to do that?
Yes. Those little bastards.
Yeah.
It was like a comedy club from the Catskills. You go in. To the marsh there on 52, and you try
but
to.
But it was—it's all high school kids.
No,
they're
just
trying.
And they were having a good time.
Waste
and
time.
I know. No, this last night was totally me. I was upset for about, I don't know, hour 45 minutes.
Are you serious?
No, it was just. I was upset at the way I was upset. You know how I get upset because I get
so
upset.
So what happened at the end of your sandwich?
Well, then you texted me about something.
Oh no, but I mean, what happened by the end of?
So I walk in. This is actually
okay.
I'll do his voice a little higher so you know how it went.
Okay.
Hi, can I help you? Yeah, I'd like a Dagwood, the turkey. 8-inch or 12, but I'm still talking.
Right.
8-inch or, I go, 8-inch. And then
you always know you start with a size.
So then.
I'm just saying.
So it's a process.
So, you know next
so
time.
I was wrong.
It is kind of like you, it's like when you go to the grocery store and you write your list out in the way the grocery store's laid out, A. It's the same way with ordering a sandwich. How they do what they do first is they pull the size of the bread. So you have to tell them that first.
You don't
tell them, I want a Dagwood. Like, the meat is like the third step.
I can't believe you're taking this guy's side.
Sorry. Go ahead. And then what happened?
So then he goes, toasted her. I don't know what the other word was. Untoasted, I guess.
But toasted or not?
I would try to give it, you know how you list the, you know, you have.
I think you were just a little eager.
I was hungry.
You were hungry. See?
And he was being a smart aleck.
And what has Snickers taught us about being hungry?
I'm not myself.
You could be Robert De Niro.
I'm not myself.
Mm-mm.
I'm Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci.
That's what it is. It's not Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro isn't in any of those?
No, Bobcat's in one. Bobcat's going to be on the podcast.
Bobcat's with Robin Williams.
Right.
Yeah, Joe Pesci.
That's Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci.
What are you guys? You think you're models? You're fucking models? Hand models?
I don't think they said fucking in the Snickers commercial. 4 or 5.
Yeah, that's probably true. You're just starting this now?
Nuh-uh, I've been. I don't know. This is going to be a very rough estimate right here. Right now we're at 11. I'm not sure if that's even close to the curse words we've said.
All right. So my main point of this podcast was to apologize for our previous podcast where your mic wasn't on.
Mm-hmm. Are you apologizing to me or to the people?
I'm apologizing to anyone.
Mm. That's your first go-to, isn't it?
To apologize?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's my fault. I am sure of it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
See, we just had a big lesson with my son about... He hid behind a door and waited for his sister to come upstairs and then jumped out and scared her. And she jumped so hard, she smacked her head on the doorway and got a big goose egg, right?
Aww.
And so, like, I heard it. I was downstairs. I heard it happen. And I heard her head smack. I heard her scream. And then I heard him go, "But you scared me first." And I was like, wait a second. Like, his immediate reaction was, this
deflect.
Is your fault.
I'm deflecting.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm flipping
and
it, baby.
He is the king.
I'm flipping it.
And I went all Dave on him. Like, just, I was standing there, and I was trying to be calm, but I was being, and that was the thing. And then he lied, and then he said he didn't scare her, that it was, you know, and so it just kind of kept building and building and building. Mm. And so it turned into a 15-minute lecture of me pointing. I mean, just like my body language and everything.
I've seen it.
Was dead on. My dad, like, I was just channeling it, and it was like an out of body experience where I saw my dad standing there doing those same things to me.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
And then
whoa.
I made him write a paper about it because I had said so much that I wasn't sure of everything I said. So right. Then I said, I need you to tell me what you learned from this.
Is it possible to discipline your children without getting genuinely upset?
It wasn't.
I'm saying that because I always got genuinely upset, only until recently.
I don't get genuinely upset. I don't. I mean, if you're lying, you're lying. You are lying to me.
Lie.
I mean, he was just flat out lying, and I kept looking at him going, you know, I know you're lying. So whenever you're ready to tell me that you're done lying, I know, isn't it terrible?
Don't go through that conversation on the podcast ever again.
I know.
With
so,
me in the room, please.
Yeah, so no, it was in, that was the biggest thing was that I told him, I said, you will get in trouble for dumb things. You will make bad decisions as a kid that you think are going to be fun or funny or you think you're going to get away with, and you're not. You can tell a lie, but it'll eventually surface.
There's a lot going on here.
Yeah.
Because your house,
mm-hmm.
at least when I lived there,
mm-hmm.
was a playground for scaring each other.
Yes, that's true. That's my fault. And I took responsibility for that. And I said, the only person allowed to scare in this house is me, so knock it off.
Well, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't be,
but
that's
I'm a terrible person to scare. Like, I immediately want to punch you in the face. Like, somebody yells, and then I just start swinging. But I come from a long line of scares.
Yes, it's your whole family.
My mother used to do it all the time.
Thought it was the funniest thing in the history of the world.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's why she had kids.
This is a true story. If you were having dinner mm-hmm. and you didn't see Jess for a second, you automatically went into high alert because
what
she was somewhere with a pan off of a cook.
No,
a,
usually two pan lids.
Two pan lids,
pot
and
lids.
She was going to bang them together like
come
cymbals
up behind you and bang them
to
hard.
Hopefully make you shit yourself.
Mm-hmm. Not just a, just a, just why is it so funny to scare people?
And when I'm scared, I've
chick has a zero reaction.
I have
it's
zero
not even
reaction.
Fun. It's not even.
No.
I was gonna say, like, I probably scared you twice, and it was so
jump,
not worth it.
Jump scared. You scared me every time, but
it
I
looks,
just
it's,
don't.
It's like an old lady sneeze. Like it's just like a yep, just barely anything.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I stopped scaring him. But scare everybody else. My daughter is the same way though. She gets pissed off if you scare. Her, so it's not even
well,
fun
little.
To scare her. No, but she gets angry.
Baby girl.
Yeah, so anyway, yeah, so I had to, there were all kinds of things.
But don't you, when you're, because my son, that reminds me of something my son did when he was your son's age.
Mm-hmm.
And I automatically think, he's going to be this way forever. How do I stop this?
No, because I was.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, no, because there's, I mean, my brother and I were, there was a time when my brother and I were in our early 20s. My brother's probably 18, whatever. And I know that my dad thought, fuck it. Like, these kids are not going to amount to anything. I spoiled them rotten as children. And they're just, this is, it's worthless.
They're not even, my concern was, I didn't care if they, I would jump, it would be a little bit less tangible than that. I never thought that he, or my daughters either. I never thought that none of them would have no jobs or be worthless or, you know what I mean? I thought they were going to be.
What do you mean? Like his coping mechanisms and or his coping skills and his attitude towards things?
I was certain.
You assumed he would just be that
I
way
was
forever.
Certain that he was going to be unable to be a member of society.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls but to a certain point, too.
Do you feel like.
But you didn't make that leap with.
No, because I know that I told him this now and I'm going to tell him again. That's why I said, we're going to have this conversation probably again in the next couple months and probably when you're 13 and when you're 16 and when you're 17 and when you try to do this or whatever. We're going to have this conversation often.
The pranks are going to escalate, you know.
Right. No, I was more about him lying and being a turd, but right. that we're going to have those conversations. But literally, my dad was saying those things to me at the time, and I was just like, when are you going to shut up? And it wasn't until I was an adult that I remembered the things that he said sure. over and over and over again. So no, I don't, you know, but it's kind of, it's not kind of, it's my job to make him, you know.
Help him
and encourage him to be a decent member of society.
Yeah. I don't think I ever did that.
What
I
do
didn't
mean?
Do that well. Well, we've had this discussion many times, not on the podcast, but I mean, when I had kids, I was not.
You're not kid friendly.
I was not kid friendly. Mm-hmm. I was not. They are very nice to me now, saying that I was a great dad, but I, mm-hmm. and I love them for saying that. But I was there.
Right.
I remember, and the only way I can
I'm not
with
downplaying
it.
What you're saying, but you also beat yourself up. You know,
I do. Yeah, sure.
To an extreme. Sure. But your kids have some really great memories too that I've, you know, that I know that you've shared with me and things that you've kind of carried on with my kids, you know, is there grocery wrestling?
I love the grocery wrestling.
There's grocery wrestling. There's, you know, just those random things that you do with them that they think's funny.
Yeah. It's just, you know, the way life works sometimes. You get things, they're out of sequence.
Right.
And you're not ready when you have them, and you don't.
But there comes a point.
Appreciate them when you, and then it's over. And then you go, oh, I should have paid more attention to that.
Oh, sure, sure. There's lots of things I feel that way about with my kids. You know, I got to spend the first year of my son's life with him, you know.
Right.
I didn't have to go back to work. And then right. with my daughter, I did not. That was not the choice.
Right.
So, you know, and you can tell. You can tell a difference. No, you can. You can tell a difference. There's just certain things. It's kind of funny, and it's probably really superficial and silly, but this girl can sit down and watch a sporting event and be the biggest fan of any, you know, and I just think that that's kind of the trade-off My son's very artistic and those kinds of things. And it's just, I really think that it's that small amount of time that they spent one-on-one. She spent one-on-one with her dad, and he spent one-on-one with me.
I guess that's true.
Not bad. I don't know. No. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if they, you know, but I'm guessing she watched a lot of SportsCenter.
Well, I think,
first
too,
year that, life.
That she is very much the second child.
You think so?
I think so.
Have you read that book? I should bring it to the birth order book.
The birth order, yeah.
Yeah.
Have I? No, I probably
think so,
I
should.
Can't read.
Mm-hmm.
But
let's start there.
Because my youngest daughter is very much the second child.
Yeah.
I mean, it was her brother.
Right.
And I should say my oldest daughter is like 20 years older than my.
Right. So then they say if there's more than 5 years between kids, they take on the next.
So I think of my oldest daughter as an only child, and then
you should.
Those two are brother, sister.
And well,
I mean, they're all brother,
and
sister.
And they never lived in the same household.
Different mothers and didn't live in the same household. But, my son's mom and I, we sat down and said, okay, we're not going to use the television
as a
babysitter. We're going to get cloth diapers.
Diaper service.
We're not going to buy him any guns.
Were you going to sign? That was a big thing with me and my kids. We were going to sign and try to use as little.
American Sign Language?
Uh-huh. Like use things for sign, like sleep and
oh, I'd like
eat
to,
and
I would have
like
liked
that.
To have done that.
Yeah, that was a big one.
But the one thing I remember, though, is that he was 2, maybe 2.5, and he just loved Barney. And you couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't keep him away from it. I mean, mm-hmm. but the one thing that was funny, that we were, well, we don't want him to be violent, so we're not going to get him any guns, right?
Right.
So we look out in the backyard one day, and he picks up a stick, and bang, bang, bang. Mm-hmm. I mean, just
in his bones.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't know how that happened. But he was very much the first child in the fact that there were pictures, and the 8mm video camera was out, and there's hours and hours of footage of him as a mm-hmm. baby and a toddler. And
oh, well, unfortunately, the biggest thing, the difference between my children was our first digital camera was purchased between kids.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think there is a printed picture of my second child.
It's on your hard drive.
It's all right there. And I know that's silly, but I think that's when that happened. And man, can you tell, there are photo albums of my first son. And but I've put them all in folders, and she can look at them on an iPad. And it's just like, well, that's just, that was the change. That's what happened.
Man, who thought up that the iPhone and the iPad and made it so intuitive to use that even a three or four or five or six year old kid can pick them up and
we have
whale
kids in our family. I mean, just operate.
Well, I know the one you're talking about. Yeah. I've seen it happen. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's amazing. Okay, what do we got coming up? Did I say that already? Bob Schneider next week.
Mm-hmm. Do you have emails? What else do you have?
I have emails.
You do?
I did a little show prep.
You did?
I got some emails. Look at this. And I think that's a commercial.
For what?
Sleep Number Bed.
That's not for this show.
No.
Here.
Assist. Dunk. Mm. Take it to the rack. Dunk. Go strong. Okay.
Anyway.
I guess this is to me because it's a... Oh, here we go. My printer prints on both sides and I can't get it to stop.
What? That's not bad. Why is that bad?
I don't know. I just like to have one side of the paper. Because if you do this...
You read commercials for a living or something?
Yeah, and it's one side. Let's see. Oh, you'll like... This is the subject. It's titled, A Lesson Learned from Jess. Hello, OTA, smiley face. I have been listening to the podcast since the beginning and just wanted to share something Jess said in one of the earlier episodes that has stuck around with me ever since. In the Christmas episode number 23.
Fuck!
This is 107?
I got to write that down.
Jess said something along the lines of, I'm very familiar with this.
I'm embarrassed, probably.
I don't even ask what people want for a gift. I'm going to get you something that you never even knew you wanted.
Yeah.
You're a great gift buyer.
Yeah, I know.
One of my most prized gifts now is that deal you got me for Christmas, and then we're not sharing it.
We're not?
No, you know what it is, right?
The cutting board?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry.
She goes, brilliant. No 7-year-old niece or awkward father-in-law. I will not get you some dumb crap off your list that you will return to Target without a receipt next weekend. I'm going to get going to find you something you never even considered. No more generic gifts, only ones with meaning. This makes a difference not only to me, but my sweet daughter who is turning 4 this month. I'm not and will not be asking her what she wants, but I'm going to find something that is going to blow her tiny mind. Thanks for all the laughs. I keep you all in my prayers. Thank you. You are loved.
Rev Run. Isn't that how he finishes them?
You are loved. That's Run.
Rev Run, yeah.
That goes back to Aerosmith.
Mm-hmm. What was her name?
Morgan.
Morgan. That's nice.
That's a good name, huh? Morgan.
I also do the, I said one time, I told my dad this. I said, this is terrible. This is so terrible. But I'm sure there's lots of people that do this. I keep the last birthday card or Christmas card or whatever from everybody in my family. And then like for a whole year, I'll keep all the cards I got. And then when the event happens the next year, I throw the card away and then I have the new card from the new year. Does that make sense?
So you don't keep all your old cards?
No, because then there's a lot of cards.
Sure.
But I want to have the last card because what if something happens and somebody passes and I need their card?
Okay, you know, I'm going to step in here. I don't think that's a healthy way to think.
Why not?
Because that lines up with a lot of other stuff that we don't need to go into that you do that you're worried about some tragic event taking place.
I know. My whole life, it's terrible.
That's not good.
It's
take it from me. I'm insane, and that's a little crazy. You should keep all the cards.
No, that's a lot of cards. I date my cards I give to people, but I also bought...
I've taken my cards to dinner, but I don't consider that a date. Thank you. Go ahead. You said I date my cards.
I know.
Yeah.
But my kids have one birthday card that they've had since their first birthday. And every year I sign it again and I write it. And my dad's like, what if you lose it? And I was like, well, I didn't plan on losing it. And then there's one birthday card that they have that mom wrote in every year. And then, when they're adults, I give it to them and they only have to hang on to one birthday card. I'm really trying to help with clutter when they're
you?
Older. I know. I have a room that's cluttered. A room.
How many times has that room been through? I'm getting rid of everything.
A lot.
I'm accumulating everything.
I know.
I'm getting rid of everything.
Mm-hmm. But that's a room. I have a room for it.
Is it up in the attic? You still got stuff in the attic?
Very little, actually.
The attic I fell through?
Yes.
I'm sorry I have to mention this. Your daughter.
What? They're my kids are here.
She is adorable. She is making the classic thumb in your ear with both hands. Wiggling her fingers behind
What are you.
You
doing? She's in a soundproof room and she is yelling as hard as she can. What? The charger. She needs your iPad charger.
Can she come in and get the charger?
Yeah, she can.
You don't need to. Does she know how to plug it in? Oh, of course she does. What am I talking about? Here, you want to run it out to her? No, I'll start the other. This is why podcasts are so popular. People love this shit. Dear Chicken Jess, Jason Barnett here, a.k.a. Fat Barnett.
That's what?
P-H-A-T Barnett. I just finished listening to the exit interview. Sad to hear Jason leaving.
No.
He's still here, believe me, okay? I see him every flipping day. There he is. Just being honest. But one thing I kept thinking about was y'all need a web guy. I'll do it for free, of course.
Oh.
Keeping the site updated, update the design, especially for mobile devices. It's what I do for a living / fun. Let me know. Let me know, though. It sounds like Sprinkles may have your back.
Sprinkles.
I live in Bloomington, so not far away. Well, there you go. I do want to mention, I was going to...
Spangle hates that, Sprinkles.
Sprinkle, does he hate it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I come from a family where everybody gets a nickname. It's the Tom Griswold, right?
Can we go over the nicknames?
No, we can. I'm Sis.
The only one, Sis, Boo, JoJo.
Sister is Boo. I have a sister named JoJo.
Dear Chick, Jess, and Jason, I know he's gone, but he was part of it. I've been listening to the podcast since the beginning. It's the first podcast I've ever heard, and it's still my favorite. I enjoy the fly-on-the-wall feeling of listening to your interactions, where you're going to love this episode with each other, and also hearing a different side of Chick from what he portrays on The Big Show, which I've been listening to for 20 years. The Dr. Will episodes are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And the episode with Marc Maron was incredible. Yes, it was. I also loved, of course, the late, great Tim Wilson episode. I just bought and listened to the infamous episode 46, the only podcast I've ever paid for. It's still available at chickmcgee.com, and remind me to come back to that. It was different for sure, but still entertaining. I appreciate that you decided to make it available. Keep up the great work. That's Eric from somewhere in Missouri. P.S. Welcome to the podcast, Sprinkle.
Sprinkle.
The reason we don't have episode 46 available on iTunes, iTunes, whether right or wrong, it's what they do. iTunes does not allow you to charge for any podcasts that are available on iTunes. They just don't do it.
Really?
So the only way we could charge for it, and the only way we could
so go to the website,
get a couple bucks coming into us, and pay for my Diet Pepsi is we put it up on chickmcgee.com. So you can download it there, and you have a PayPal account, you have a credit card, you can go to PayPal. And Dear Chick and Jess, I just listened to the latest episode with Ronnie Donnie Baker. I love listening to your discussion about the kids today and texting.
Mm-hmm.
As a college teacher. Oh.
College teacher.
Oh, I think I know this guy.
No, you don't.
His name looks really familiar.
Did he tell you not to read it?
Yeah, I don't like to give the last names.
How about the first name?
Nathan?
I know a lot of them.
Yeah.
Actually, I know two. And one of them's from The Jerk. Was his name Nathan in The Jerk?
That was Navin.
Navin.
N-A-V-I-N.
Oh, then I only know one Nathan.
Let's see. I also connect with Chick's love of All in the Family and the Reverend Felcher. Whatever. In fact, as a kid, my mom and I would drive to Troy, yes, to see the family. Know where that is? Pick with Troy Covington, the Tri-Cities, there in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
During the trip, we'd travel through a teeny tiny town called Fletcher. Yes, I used to do obituaries.
For Fletcher?
I'm going to say the Fisher Cheney Cron Funeral Home in Fletcher.
Do you think that's right?
The services are available. Or maybe that was Piqua. Maybe there was a chain.
Maybe there was. There can be more than
How would you like to be able to have to go into work and do that?
To read obituaries?
You know, like you read them in the newspaper?
When I worked here, I read them in every day.
You read them every day?
Read the obituaries every day.
Does this get back to your problem with your...
Maybe.
Certain something foreboding is going to happen?
Do you want me to... I don't care. I don't know what it is, and I don't know if there's a disorder for it or what it is, but
You don't do it anymore, or you think about doing it and stop yourself?
I think about doing it and stop myself. I haven't done this in probably...
I don't know if that's good. Maybe you should go ahead with it every time you want to do it.
You think so?
Maybe.
So, there's been times in my life, probably since my early 20s, that I have gotten so frightened and so scared and just preparing for my death that I was absolutely positively sure that I was going to
die. That's what I was
going
to add to that. Preparing for it, but not you were not it, only were was, you preparing for it, it was going to happen any minute.
It was going to happen any minute.
And you were sure.
And I was sure of it to the point that I would lay out my children's social security cards and insurance information.
Did this start when you had your son, or was this?
I've always been scared of death. I've always just been scared.
But
like
really...
I've just always been scared. But yeah, not until after did it go to the extremes that it did of me laying out their clothes for my funeral and laying out all of their information that anyone would need.
Your social security cards, things like that.
Social security cards, just everything, just preparing, making sure all the laundry was done, the house was clean, making sure that to the point that making sure there was food in the refrigerator if people came over and had to help take care of the kids. So that happened regularly. I would do that. Not regularly, but I'd probably say like 5 or 6 times a year it would get to that extreme where I would spend days preparing for my death because I was absolutely positively sure I was going to die. And then there were times where I thought I could outrun it, and I would pack the kids up in the car and I would just drive because I thought that I could get away from it.
Did we talk to Dr. Will about this?
I don't think we have. Maybe this is what we should have talked about. But
luckily we didn't, because no one would have heard you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that's true. So that's just...
Well, it can't be good. Obviously, it's anxiety.
It's an anxiety. It's whatever. I've never talked to anybody about it. I just thought it was a fear. I just thought it was a fear that I had. And you know, maybe that's what makes it not okay, is that I think it's a logical fear to have. I think it's that you should be scared of it.
I don't know. Scared is the word you want there.
Oh, you think that's something else? And I'm not just scared. Well, I'm not just scared because...
Well, this gets back to we're the only organism that realizes that we're going to die one day, and how do you deal with that? And then
right.
seven phases of dying and acceptance. And,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But
you know, having open heart surgery when you're 39.
Right.
I mean, you're holy hell, you know.
Right, sure.
And wanting... help from someone, wanting them to be present, and
right.
them
right.
doing the old, oh, you'll be fine.
No, but that's just, you know, I don't know. I don't
no,
know
I feel
what
bad.
It is.
But what pulls you out of it? What?
I don't know. It's just like a switch, kind of. It's just like, okay, no, I'm not going to die today. Everything's fine.
But right now in your head.
But I also do it. I also fear the death of people around me. Very fearful of the death of people around me. Very scared of that.
I don't know what it was.
Have you ever... There's a movie, and I think it's called Danica, and I saw it one time just kind of flipping through, and it's Marissa Tomei, I believe.
Love, huh?
Yeah. And she has a disorder. She has something where she, like she's always fearful that something bad is going to happen to her children, or I don't remember, but I'm going to have to look it up. But I saw that, and that's the only thing I've ever seen that kind of came close to how I feel. But, like, thinking about it, like, in detail, like, what if, like, my kids get in the car with somebody else? What if something happens? What if there's a car accident? What if this happens? You know, just,
We've had the discussion just between us many times that we feel, we both are this way. We feel like, and I'm sure there are a lot of people this way. I'm certain it's not healthy.
If you think about every horrible thing that could
happen. If you worry about everything that could happen, it won't happen, which is
It's just
ridiculous.
Like you really feel like you're kind of ahead of the universe and shocking you with anything. And so, yeah. It's just, yeah, it's kind of scary. A little bit scary.
So you haven't done it recently, though?
Not to the extremes that I have. I've done it. Where the most extreme that it gets now... is that I check and I double check and I check the file folder that I have.
So you do have it all.
Yes. I make sure that everything's in order. And
so one could make the argument, I love saying one could.
One could.
That you really haven't stopped doing it.
I haven't it just hasn't.
But you have it.
I'm managing it.
You're more or less always doing it.
Yes.
Because you're always ready now.
Yes. But who isn't? Life insurance policies and all those things. People have those in folders, and that's what I have.
That's like Mark Summers was on the Bob and Tom Show. He's going to be on the pod. Keep a list.
All right. John Mellencamp.
Mark Summers.
Aerosmith.
Did I say Aerosmith?
Maybe just the lead singer.
We'd have Glenn Fryhan, but you don't know who the fuck it is.
I do now. You don't have to keep saying it. Now we're going to hurt his feelings.
Anyway, Mark Summers is obsessive compulsive to...
I've heard this.
And he wrote a book, and I'm sure you go to computer, Mark Summers' book, it'll come up. But the one thing that he does that made an impression on me was that...
Super nice guy.
Unbelievably nice guy. But he has these rugs in his apartment in New York with fringe on the end of them.
Right.
And he not only does he have to vacuum the... rug every, I don't know, I'm going to say 3 or 4 times a day.
Right.
But he has a special brush or wand or device that he drags over the fringe on either end of to make sure that that is absolutely straight. And
is that true?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
But he's gotten, I think he's.
From Indianapolis?
Mm-hmm.
Did not know that.
But he made the case that, you know, sometimes it's, you know, to be clean and fastidious and on top of things, everyone's a little obsessive compulsive. It's about different things. It's almost a desired trait, you know? I mean...
He wrote a book in 1999 called Everything in Its Place.
That's it.
My Trials and Triumphs with a OCD.
Right.
Yeah, and it talks about that. But I think that's, you know...
But think about it. It's better being that way than being a slob and smell bad.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. So I'm just being prepared. I'm just prepared. But the mental strain that it takes on you when you keep thinking about your death and thinking about the things you're going to miss with your kids, that's where it becomes debilitating. That's where it becomes scary. Like, preparing and being prepared is one thing. But when you start thinking about and getting nervous about the things that you're going to miss with your kids and who's going to do this for them, the things you do that you don't realize, you know, that you don't even ever think about.
Right.
What if something happens to me? Things that your kids don't know you do, you know?
And those things always get done and it always happens, but, you know, and you don't want them to know that you're doing that stuff.
Right.
And who's going to do it when you're gone?
Right. So that's the scary part.
Life is not for everyone.
No.
I really learned that lately.
Everybody has a struggle.
Yeah.
You would never know.
Everyone needs help with their struggle and needs a little bit of strength.
That a support system. Support systems are good. But here I am. I preach a big thing about support systems, and I want to help, and I want to be there for people. But I guarantee you that there's probably three people in my life that know what I just told you. You included.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just...
I feel like I need to do something for you now.
No. You want to take me to lunch?
You want to go to lunch?
Yeah.
Let's go to lunch.
Let's go to lunch.
It's funny because this podcast, and you folks who've been downloading it from the first episode, or as if this is the first one you've ever downloaded, the one thing that we've always wanted to do is to be honest and to bring a little bit of our personal lives into this forum, into this arena, into this technology, and to get the word out, because it is true. Everybody has something. Everybody's upset. Everybody's just trying to get through the fucking day.
Yeah.
When you get right down to it.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny. We always, I don't know, when we were together, you always say, I can't have you down like this now. I'm down. I need you to be up. And I didn't really get that until, it doesn't seem like I really got that until right this minute.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have felt.
Because you have often, seeing me sad have, makes you sad.
Oh my God.
So you would cry.
I'm wrecked right now.
So I would always, which I would like to applaud you on not crying with me just now.
Right.
But there were so many times where I said, no, that's
stop
not
it,
this works.
Stop it.
You got to pull me out of this hole.
Right.
We can't be in this hole together.
Can't be down here
Somebody's got to be. Somebody's got to be on the edge of it, and we're still that way with each other. That hasn't changed at all.
No. Well, there's lots of stuff that hasn't changed.
Right.
At all. But no, it. You said something the other day that really struck with you. You say something every time I'm around you that I go, oh, geez, I never really thought of that. That's amazing. One thing that I always remember is you said I was really smart on the podcast. And of course, your mic was off when you said
right.
it.
I did say that. I could say it again with my mic
You're
on.
You're so smart.
You're so smart.
No, but there are people in our lives that maybe the relationship you have with that person has changed slightly.
Sure.
But maybe that's a good thing. And maybe there's a better relationship on some level than the one.
Mm-hmm.
So don't keep hoping and wishing and praying and screaming for that relationship, the old relationship.
Oh, you're talking about when I said stop wanting for the relationship we had.
Right.
It wasn't good, so it ended.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a new relationship out there.
There is. For sure there
Absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
We're probably on number 7 or 8 of the different relationships that we're going to have. We're probably 7 or 8 right now. So who knows? I mean, we got a lot of relationships to go through. Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. So it'll be fun.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a blast.
I would like to, what was that one podcast we did, or is this me, you, and Jason, and I thought that was one of my favorite. It was the one where you were told the Halloween story about your dad trying to get out of the haunted house.
The haunted train. what is that place called?
Union Station.
Union Station, yeah, that one.
This is one of my favorite. I didn't know what to expect today. This is a good one.
If anybody did listen to the last podcast, we talked about expectations.
We did.
And how they will fuck you.
Expectations will kick your ass.
Yeah. So don't ever expect.
But then...
just go into it with a smile. Oh, that's stupid too.
I don't know. Well, my point was I finally climbed up out of the valley and I've got my little head mm-hmm. looking over the, like, oh, okay. This isn't going to kill me.
No.
And me to say that.
Right. Yeah, that's big.
That was, yeah. All right. Okay, don't forget, episode 46 is at chickmcgee.com. There are t-shirts there. They're on the leader because I am the leader of this podcast.
I wore mine yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, I should have taken a picture.
You should have put it up on the...
I will. I'll try to do that.
Big old boobies. What? And what happened?
Is that a website we have?
You came up with it. Big old boobies.
Oh, big old boobies. Oh, I thought you were making an observation. I was kind of embarrassed.
I was talking about yours, yeah.
Oh, well.
And Indiana State Fair, August 2nd. We'll be at the Dairy Bar again. Last year, we were there from 2 to 4. This year, we're going to be there from 4 to 6.
Oh, okay.
So my point is, if you come at 4 o'clock, you're sure to see us.
Yeah. mm-hmm.
And they're going to have special grilled cheese sandwiches, I think, named after Jess this year.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
We're going to make that happen.
That's nice.
The grilled Jess or something. I don't know. No? Well,
that sounds like I'm on it. I want to be on the sandwich. What was yours? Cheesy McGee?
The grilled cheese McGee.
Mm. Probably can't put Hooker in it.
Probably not.
I bet hookers eat cheese sandwiches. We might draw a whole nother demographic if we market it that way.
How do you feel about that? Here's another secret I can
go.
When we're on that other show I work for, uh-huh. and they're talking about prostitutes
and they say
escorts,
hooker,
if, you'll notice.
Mm-hmm.
I never say hooker.
No, you don't.
I don't.
And well, it's because it's just different.
Because it means something different to me.
Sure, it does.
Very different.
We were on the road one time. Do you remember this? And some guy was like, Hooker's your last name, Hooker, da, da, da. And you turn around and you're like, it's not like her last name is Vagina. Stop. And I was like, yeah. But it was,
no,
I learned something from.
Because it's a legitimate name.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's, you know, and, but I learned something from my late grandma and grandpa Hooker. And every time somebody would make the joke, they'd go, I'd never heard that before.
That's funny.
And that's all they would say. And then the people are like, you know. But so that's usually the go-to. And you know, and my son being told on the school bus last year that your last name's a bad word. And I was like, you know what's a bad word? Dumbass. Tell them that's what they are.
See, what the fuck? Why?
No, but it's just, you know. My kids have that last name because they're funny and they're witty and they can handle it.
And they
That's
can
why.
Handle it.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
Bob Schneider next Wednesday night at the Rathskeller here in Indianapolis. And Johnny Cooper by this time next year.
Johnny Cooper.
He will have been or getting ready to be on this podcast.
I'm gonna go 14 cuss words. I don't know if that's true. Let us know. Send us an email.
I think that's a little low.
You think it's low? I don't know.
Fuckity fuck fuck.
God damn it. Small in the morning in the back of the beam.
Now we're
17, 18, 19. Now we're 19.
I don't say the GD anymore.
I know. I shouldn't either.
I don't care for that. Oh, he's going to do this live, and we're going to be on stage this year.
I'm not going to be on stage.
Oh, yes, we are.
Better get the Tito's, though.
Tito's! More about that later. Okay. Hey, thanks for listening to the Off Air Podcast. Tell everybody you know to download this, will you? That's Jess. I'm Chick.
Ain't got no dough. All I got's my body. Ain't got no body, baby. I can call my shorty. All I got's my 40, hey, hey, hey.
gonna turn it down. Ain't got no dope.
Got my club jeans on.
I don't know this part.
About
ain't that a bitch?
Shoes
in the garage with my socks are crew. I got my hands look back so I can check out shoes. I got some nice shit to say and it sounds so good.
So
you wanna write it down so when you're back in the hood, you can check back with it as you hit the pot, make sweet love to it all night. Up in the mud house, over in the club, y'all, we getting crunk, bling bling. Got some love for you. Ass moving so fast, can't think. The big butts bouncing upon.
And this is where we have to shut the podcast off by ourselves for the first time, and we don't know what to do.
Well, I think if I. If I push this button over here, this will stop.
Okay. Ready?
Wait a minute. An hour, 10 minutes?
Are you serious?
That's what it says.
I gotta feed my kids.